flower pots.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some of the utensils, you know, you have at the table to eat with during a meal? You'd have your
spoon, knife, and fork.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you, after you get through with the meal and you have to wash your dishes, what do you call that cloth or rag that you use to wash the dishes with?
You know, to handle your hot skillets and things with. Mm-hmm. And they got a regular cloth that they wash dishes with, drying cloths and things.
Is that what you call the one to dry the dishes with, the drying cloth?
Cup towel,
same thing. Well, what about this cloth that you might use when you're taking a bath, about hand size, you know?
Bath cloth.
Mm-hmm. Bath cloth. Mm-hmm. And the big one that you dry off. That's
a bath towel.
That's a bath towel. Mm-hmm. What about this thing that water comes out of on your kitchen sink? You call that the what?
Your hydrant.
That'd be the hydrant. Is that what you would call it, too? But what about the thing that water comes out, you know, in your front yard? What would that be?
That's the hydrant.
That's
the outside
hydrant. That's the outside hydrant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My old well, we used to draw water, but I got me a motor and put on there. Mm-hmm. And then I put running water to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I got a hydrant right at the well where I run water here to the stock. And then that same hydrant is connected to keep water in to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Run water in the house for washing any purpose you need. Mm-hmm. And the other one out in the lot for the livestock.
Well, you've probably seen these portable water containers or jugs or something like that. And some of them have this mm-hmm. little thing that you can press and the water will run out. Mm-hmm. You call that a faucet mm-hmm. on that too?
Yeah, it's a, you mean just like when you keep the cold water?
Yeah,
as a water fountain. You have one at the church there.
No, he means these water caves for the kids. Right. You only got a little
You ever heard people call those things that the water comes out of on those portable containers spigots or something like that?
Well, some of them call them spigots on side of my head. Some of them are
okay. What about, you know, you might get up one morning during the winter and it might have been so cold that when you turn on the water, nothing comes out. And you might say, well, my goodness, it got so cold last night that the pipes... What happens to them usually when that they just the pipes
burst?
Is that what causes them?
Sometimes if the door busted is not froze too hard, you can get some container, something like a faucet or something, and hold up in the middle of the ice and it break it loose and then it'll start back to running. But when it's really cold, you know it's going to be cold like it was last month. If you just let that faucet just back in there,
what about if you were going to buy a fairly large amount of lard or molasses or something like that, what would it probably come in?
Well, they used to, the lard come in cans. Lard cans. And they got, you know, different size now, buckets. Can old 35 pound gallon bucket. The lard come in there.
A lot of flour would used to come in.
Oh yeah.
And
lard too. The merchants at the store, they used to get the lard by bale just like they do the flour, but all that is done away with now. They got paper bags.